This video is brought to you by Astaprobe.
Okay, we're going to watch High School Musical in 3, 2, 1. High School Musical 2! That was fun and colorful and moved quick. When they went through emotions, they went through them quick. Like, he went to be like, I'm going to be a rich kid, and then she left. And then she came right back. And I just really, my biggest question, because this was a blast-a-rooney and I really like the music. Mm-hmm. How did she get the necklace back?
Yeah.
That is one thing that I'm like, y'all could have added that in the writing. It would have been great that after she came to sing the song and they like made up like with their doing the lamp thing. And maybe when they're in the sprinklers, it would have been really cute if he was like, and put it on her. How cute would have that would have been? Shut up. Like, hire me for the writer's room to fix that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Woo! What'd you think?
I thought it was another fun installment of the High School Musical universe.
Yeah.
That opening number was amazing. And I found like myself exhausted by the way they were doing the choreography was, because it's bigger this time.
Way bigger.
It's weird because like the location kind of makes the film feel smaller because they're just kind of out in the middle of nowhere.
The backdrop is like always the same.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas the environments of the actual East High make it feel bigger and more populated because they're out of high school, so it makes more sense. But the choreography of the dances, that was like insane.
On just, fire, dude.
Everyone just really put forth their best effort here to bring something truly mesmerizing to the screen. My favorite is still Zac Efron's solo number.
Oh my God, that solo gave me life. When the drums kick in and it's just his feet and then he jumps on the green and he's like, yes, and he starts singing. That is life.
It was just so like, it's what I love about it. It's corny, but cool.
But great.
Like, it's cheesy, but man,
it's
you can't help but be like, this is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, sign me up.
Yeah. I thought that was so fun. That was my favorite one for sure.
It's so good. But I also love how the brother, Sharpay's brother, came into himself and we really loved him. I mean, in the first movie, we hated him and Sharpay. This movie, Sharpay was still kind of a villain, but the brother, I knew it. I was like, he's going to befriend these people because his sister and his family have left him lonely. And I love that he kind of found his tribe with them and had their backs and then got to really display his talents by getting rid of his sister and coming into a group that really shows everybody support and love. And I also love that Gabrielle's character was so chill the whole time and was not even really bothered by Sharpay and Troy having like getting closer every time. Like, she saw them multiple times and was so unbothered. And I'm like, as a high school girl, I feel like I'd be bothered a little bit.
It'd be a lot more rational. Yeah.
Like, she was very irrational. And I get like, what she left didn't have to do all with him. It had more to do with her, which I like that she was like, I kind of have to go my own way. Like, I don't feel like I belong here because she's not really in that class, I guess, of people. But I do like that finally when she came back, it was more after Troy found himself and all the friends were back together again in their same like follow your heart kind of a vibe instead of follow the money.
Yeah, yeah, I completely agree with all that. And I think this one, the last movie was more Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens and then characters. And I felt like this was more of an ensemble movie. Like, it's mainly like Zac Efron's movie.
Right.
And then a giant, it's not even like Zac and Gabriel, it's not even Zac and Vanessa Hudgens' movie, it's Zac Efron's movie, and then an ensemble of characters.
I agree with that.
And I like how other people got elevated. Ryan, great, I think it's the brother's name, Ryan. I thought his performance was really strong, because you did root for him. Corbin Blue, I always forget his character's name, he's great. I thought him and Zac Efron actually felt like best friends here. Whereas before, I could feel more of the writing, and it seems like as actors, maybe they had more time to bond.
They had more time, and that gave them the chemistry.
Because it's like, not only do you bond on set, but then also on like the promotional tours, you're probably hanging out and stuff like that. And then with this kind of movie, you're probably bonding throughout the choreography and all the dance numbers that you're doing. So there's a lot, it makes more sense why everyone seems like they really got along and they're actually friends here.
Yes.
And so you could get that, you really get a genuine vibe of kinship from everyone. So that's one of the things I really liked about this one a lot.
Yeah.
And I do feel like I was kind of missing something from Vanessa Hudgens at the same time.
Yeah.
There was a bit of, I don't know what it was. She kind of just did feel like a little
like
one
a background.
Note.
Yeah.
She was one note until one specific scene. Then suddenly.
Yeah, then she was crying.
Yeah, then she has, suddenly she has death. But then the rest of the time, it was kind of just a little flat. As I was surprised by the movie where when they were setting up this plan of, oh, she's going to sabotage. I was like, okay, is this going to be like kind of an annoying gimmicky? She's just going to be interfering and hijinks are going to be going on. But as it kept going, I was like, oh, Sharpay is doing a really great, like, sneaky job at driving a wedge here.
Yeah.
And I was surprised by that, of how effective that actually was in the movie and what it was doing to Troy Bolton. But I did kind of feel like one of the big hearts of it is Troy and Gabriella, and Gabriella's presence here kind of just felt pushed to the background a lot.
Yeah.
And it was so whenever we did check in with her, it was like, yeah, I like how they're not making her some, you know, crazy girlfriend or something like that.
I agree.
Like a high strung emotional girlfriend.
Yeah.
At the same time, it did feel like her, I don't know. I know Vanessa Hudgens could be a bit of a controversial individual, so I don't know if there's
really I don't even know. I feel like, because like what you're saying with the sort of the flatness, I mean, I kind of a little bit felt that way in the first one. I was like, I even commented not about like flatness, I was just like, oh, she's so smiley and giggly. And then I said that during this one, she's so smiley and giggly, and I'm like, no one is actually like that all of the time. Like, yes, we can have like bubbly personalities, but it did seem like in her, there was a fleeting moment, like when she looked at Troy and he was like grabbing Sharpay to teach her like the golf, that she seemed a little weirded out by it. But I would think that a high school girl, I don't want her to be the crazy girlfriend. I don't want that written as a character, but I want to see a little bit more depth of that. It hurts her. Yeah. That's going to hurt you more. Like when he shows up 4 hours late, cause you know that he was with Sharpay and he like keeps apologizing and not showing up on time. That would increasingly affect you more and more. So that when the time we get to the song where she's singing, we would see it coming, but we kind of didn't, because she was still just like, oh, like, hey, it's no biggie. Yeah. Like, she didn't care. And I'm like, come on, a high school girl would care. Your emotions are all over there. And your hormones, like, give me a break. You would be like, I think my boyfriend might be cheating on me. Or, like, he's been late and kind of, he's been distant. That would affect you, I think,
absolutely,
more.
Absolutely. You know what I just realized?
What?
The last movie really made a point to show she's very intelligent. You know,
they didn't show that here. Yes.
Yeah, they utilized her.
I forgot all about that.
They utilized her academics and stuff, and it adds a cool layer to her. And that is like not here at all.
I forgot all about that, Greg.
Yeah, and I thought that was a big component to what made her character kind of cool in the first movie. Shout out to Ask the Pro for sponsoring us. So some fun facts about me. I've been seeing an ENT the past couple of months. Got a CT scan done for my allergies, and right now I'm trying to find time to get deviated septum surgery. So like many of you, I am someone who's tried pretty much every nasal spray you can think of because I have difficulty breathing through my nose, which leads to day-to-day and sleeping problems on a consistent basis. So before agreeing to this, I wanted to try them out myself because this is a serious thing I deal with. They provided me with free samples. This is my second bottle. This is without a doubt the best nasal spray I have ever used. That's not some talking point. That's my very own personal testimony. Genuinely, for me, it's fantastic and lives up to how it's advertised. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter solution available. It gets to work in just 30 minutes while other sprays take hours to kick in. It's also the only one out there that's steroid-free for 24-hour relief. Astapro has seriously changed the game for me, offering full prescription strength relief from nasal congestion, runny nose, and sneezing. The difference this makes is phenomenal. It's kind of insane how this relief to my breathing and nostrils just kicks in and I'm back in action really fast. So if you're like me, battling with nasal allergies and looking for relief, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go. It's faster with Astapro, bro. I saw that commercial. Astapro, it's faster, bro. That's Astepro allergy.com. Remember, use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Thank you again, Astapro, sincerely. was that they have these other goals in life, but music is bringing them together. And yes. So it's like the unity of the talent show is kind of whatever. Like there's actual stakes, I feel, in the first movie when yes. It comes to, you know, the High School Musical being put on and the game and the decathlon. Like I thought there was actual stakes and like a real ticking time clock.
Agreed.
You know, and here it's kind of like, oh, we need a show because it's High School Musical Part 2. So right. We need a show. We need to have Zac Efron solo number. We need to have Vanessa Hudgens solo number. We need to go through some of the beats.
Right.
So I still had a lot of fun though.
I did too.
I still think it's really fun. I like the first movie more for sure.
Yeah.
But I still think this is a really solid number two. And I was surprised by how it's funny sentence. Solid number two.
I agree. I'm like, but seriously, now that I'm thinking when you mentioned that, I completely forgot that she was like an academic gal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there would be so many cool opportunities for her at this country club. That I don't even know to just show how she could organize or the show and like the timing or like maybe she turns into like a producer. I don't know any way to show that she is the smart girl. Like we kind of lost the foundation of her character a lot.
Yeah.
And we did put his homeboy in the front more, like even in that the first number in the kitchen, like Vanessa was kind of in the back hidden between the two boys, which was okay. But I was like, oh, this is going to be a more of Zach and maybe his buddy more. But man, that would have been there's so many missed opportunities to add in her intelligence into this movie and have it play into her character and what she would do.
Yeah. She didn't really feel like a character this time.
No, she was just that girl from before that he likes.
And she's like the second star of the film.
Yeah.
And of the first one and the story.
Yeah.
And then like so much about the relationship. So I think it's something reasonable to harp on. But everything else, I mean, the main thing you show up for here is, are you going to have fun? Are you going to laugh? Are you going to enjoy the musical numbers? And I think they amped up their creativity, even like pulling off the baseball thing. Like you can actually.
That was awesome.
You can envision a basketball one a lot easier. And I think with a baseball one, it requires more creativity.
I agree.
Because in the basketball one.
They're all close together already.
Yeah. And you can easily create a beat out of the basketballs,
yes.
Right? And they're just like. They're not even really doing anything. They're just doing a dance number.
They're just like kind of dancing and playing.
But in this one, they're doing a game whilst doing a dance. And I thought that was very impressive.
I agree.
And that opening song, the summertime one, was great. Zac Efron solo was immaculate. I'm going to watch that one
obviously.
On my own a lot. That was amazing.
That's what he's going to need to fall asleep to.
That was so beautiful.
Play the Zac Efron High School Musical too. It's him every night.
And
now,
I appreciated treating the audience, because it's obviously targeted like kids, right? So treating the audience of kids of having to, you know, think about your future, but also not lose yourself in the process of thinking about your future.
Yeah.
You know, and still tending to the ones you love. I think it's something that we have a tendency to do. So I feel like there's actually a good message around it, because it's not about entirely negating your future. It is about don't. Sacrifice your morality and what really matters to you in the process of trying to obtain a future.
I agree. It's like it's a more of a follow your heart kind of a movie. You don't follow the money.
Yeah.
And they really showed us here that he wouldn't have felt good about that if he had continued that way. He would have been a completely different person with money and a hookup and going to college. But like he would end up more like Sharpay's brother, let's be honest, who's like rich and in a position, but also lonely, I think, because he would lose, not that his brother did the same thing, but you understand like the tie I'm trying to make here is that he would lose all of his friends and his whole being and sort of where his heart lies in going in that direction. And I really like that. It's like, dude, you can get it on your own regard. The scholarship. Also, you can make it work and work really hard and follow your heart more than that money sign that would lead you to, sure, a bigger life. But if you follow your own heart and it's maybe not as great, you've lived life in a greater way.
Sure.
Because you've done that.
Yeah. Does anyone talk as seriously about High School Musical? We're really reviewing this movie.
We like truly are.
Like, we care.
We do care.
We care.
I mean, like, because it does in the first one, and because we're following all of them still now, it leaves you to go, they're following their life, like the musical, and it leaves you to go like, oh, they still are. It changed them once they followed music. And this is the same way, where music kind of saved them again in a way to bring him back to like, you got to follow your heart, and you can do both. You can do music and basketball. And that means like, you don't have to be pulled away by it being like Sharpay and all of her money. Right. Well, it's still just like, follow your dreams, bro, but do it your way.
Well, dude, I am so excited for 3, because 3 was the one released in the theaters.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. 30. That means it's going to be so big.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, man, how good is that one going to look, right? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is that the most popular one?
I imagine it made money. I mean, they still got their series afterwards. But, yeah, no, because that one was listed in theaters. I'm like, oh, I imagine that one probably looks the best out of them all.
I'm so excited.
Just even on like a technical, like, aesthetic level.
Oh, it's going to look dope.
I imagine it's probably got to look. I don't know if it's the best one. I haven't heard that. But it's got to be the best looking one, at least.
They're going to have crane shots for days, because they're going to have a budget. Like, it's going to be epic. I can't imagine the amount of extras if that were hired for High School Musical 3. Like, I'm stoked. I hope it takes place in the high school. I hope so too.
Yeah.
Or like right before they go to college. What if it takes place at college? No, because then they wouldn't all be together.
It wouldn't be High School Musical,
though. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what I was talking about.
There's a very specific timeline we're following.
I realize that. I realize that now, you guys. I really do. They would be senior year, and it's going to be great.
They probably look so much older than that.
Right? Like, how long? I wonder.
It takes some time to put this together, right?
I know, right? Okay, let me look up. I'll look up real quick. Like, I just have to look up High School Musical 2 budget.
It's so late there.
High School Musical 2. I'll look up one like little trivia note that we can leave you guys on, because that's more fun than the budget. Oh my God, Zac Efron and Cordon Bleu came up with the British ditty that they sang in the kitchen.
Oh, really?
What? Okay. Oh my God, this is fun. The sheets of paper thrown in the air during What Time Is It musical sequence are actual assignments of real students from East High. The papers were all individually checked to make sure there were no embarrassing pieces of information on them. So it's like the kids of East High had a part in the movie. I think that's very sweet that they use those actual papers.
Okay.
And like, I don't know. The premiere drew 17.6 million viewers. So it was the most watched Disney Channel original movie in history.
I'm excited.
Wow. More than NFL Night Football. That's nuts. Are you feeding them information, or are we ready to bounce?
I think they all came out a year apart.
Wow.
How did they pull that off? That's take so much work to put one of these movies together.
Exactly. Damn. And that's actually extra hard, because if they're not working around the kids' schedules, all of those kids, because if they're still in musical, they have to all break at a certain time to be tutored. That's difficult.
How do you pull that? I mean, I imagine like Zac Efron's probably an adult by this point, but like, damn, to pull off like 1 year apart is really challenging.
That's a lot for a feature film. And also that's like, you got to be scripting really, really fast.
Yeah.
That's insane. Well, good job. You guys, make sure that you share this, like the crap out of it, so we can watch 3, make it super popular. Comment, tell us how cool we are and how much you love this musical and why we should watch the next one. And that's it. We love you guys so much. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you on the next one. Bye.